Forget caucuses. It's time for some real votes. New Hampshire voters ring in the 2012 campaign season. It's primary day on this Tuesday, January 10th on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, America. Good morning, New Hampshire. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to have a breakdown of the curious and fascinating categories of voters now going to the polls in New Hampshire, a state of emergency in Nigeria, and we're going to talk about the influence of super PACs in the primaries. Money can buy you hyperbole. But here's what you're talking about.
Josh from Oklahoma. I wanted to make a comment on politicians and why people are undecisive. I think everybody's really looking for the fire in the belly of a politician. I think the politicians are currently missing that fire in the belly.
Good call there from Josh. He called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give us your view. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
The polls are open across New Hampshire for the first presidential primary of the 2012 elections. Republicans in the historic village of Dixville Notch have already voted, putting Mitt Romney and John Huntsman in first place with two votes apiece. Romney's hoping for a big win tonight. He tells a crowd he can't take more results like Iowa.
I hope that you're going to be able to give me a bigger margin of victory than 8 votes that I got in Iowa. Think we can do that? Yeah.
Polls give the former Massachusetts governor a comfortable lead, but also one that's been narrowing in recent days. Many candidates already looking towards South Carolina, which holds its primary a week from Saturday. But first, we're going to talk more about the New Hampshire primary in a moment. Meanwhile, as Republicans line up to vote, President Obama is lining up attacks on the party that set out to replace him. At a fundraiser in Washington, the president says Republicans on the campaign trail are no different from the ones on Capitol Hill, stalling his policies.
The Republicans in Congress and the candidates who are running for president, they've got a very specific idea of where they want to take this country. They say they want to reduce the deficit, but they're going to do it by gutting our investments in education and research and technology.
The president also accused the GOP of hurting America.
White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley is resigning. The 63-year-old will head back home to Chicago after a fierce year of setbacks and legislative fights with Republicans that the president alluded to there. Daley was President Obama's third chief of staff. Budget Director Jack Lew will take over. Syria's president says he plans to remain in power, resisting calls to step down in his first comments since signing on to an Arab League peace plan. Bashar al-Assad calls the League's monitors a failure. Here's Assad through a translator.
We should not be surprised about the role of the Arab League. If the Arab League had failed for six decades towards an Arab interest, we should not be surprised that it has failed today.
The speech from the Syrian president comes amid continuing violence in that country, which President Assad insists is a foreign conspiracy.
A nationwide strike is in its second day in Nigeria. Protesters set up a roadblock on a major highway used by diplomats and many of the country's wealthiest citizens. A strike began from labor unions upset over high fuel prices in that oil-rich nation. And the Alabama Crimson Tide took it all last night to win the BCS National Championship. They shut out LSU 21-0 in New Orleans. Makes it the third consecutive year that a team from the state of Alabama has won the national title.
They actually have defense over in the college football game, that's for sure. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,392. The S&P opens at 1,280. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,350, about 3.5 hours from now. Coming up in a few minutes, though, it's primary day in New Hampshire. WNYC politics reporter Anna Sale will give us a look at a bunch of different voter groups. We're going to kind of CAT scan the voters in New Hampshire to give you a sense of all of the interesting dynamics and ambivalences that are taking place up there, and are really going to skew the results and start us off with a very, very interesting 2012 contest. We're hearing from you about who you're supporting and your criticism of the campaign process. Pedro from Miami called in to say, I voted for Democrats my whole life. This time around, though, if Ron Paul gets the nomination, I will vote for him. But if he doesn't get the nomination, I will vote for Obama again. Curious eccentrics are attracted to New Hampshire, politically speaking. Pedro, maybe you should take a trip up there. Give us your call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.